Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, 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 yes. You've tuned into the Joy Doctor Show, and I want to thank each and every one of you for allowing me to come into your homes, your automobiles, or wherever you may be. Yes, and those that want to call in to the show, you may call 323-580-5712. I would love for you to listen, learn, and laugh. Yes, you've tuned into the Joy Doctor Show, and this week we shall continue the episode of Identity Crisis. Yes, Identity Crisis. It seemed to be an epidemic. Yes, an epidemic that's sweeping across the nation. And as I stand here, or actually look out my studio in the Big D, I see various types of people. But the things that concern me the most is I just saw a little boy almost get hit by a car. And then when I look to the other side, I see young men going down the streets with baggy pants and head rags and all these type of things. Parents, do you know where your children are? Children, where are your parents to give you the moral upbringings, to teach you the ways and facts of life? That's what I thought. I cannot get an answer. Not getting an answer means that you're either absent or you just basically have no idea. Now, neither one of those are right. Neither one of those are wrong. And the reason why I say that is because if you're absent, you may be absent for a reason. You may be absent because of death. You may be absent because of divorce. Or you may be absent because you never had the opportunity to be present. Yes, I'm talking to the parents. You may have never had the opportunity to be present. So therefore, you don't know where your children are. But the sad part about it is the children that are being affected. Yes, it is the children that are being affected. And as we dive into this tonight, and as we begin to identify the crisis, and as we begin to expound on it, I want you to remember one word, and that is cycle. Everything goes in a 360. Be true. You can write your name on the paper and turn it in to the Joy, Dr. Dr. at gmail.com. Yes, you could turn that answer in to the Joy, Dr. Dr. at gmail.com. Because it's a proven fact that if you don't invest in something, you will not get a return. That's right. If you don't invest in something, you will not get a return. You only get out of it what you put into it. So what am I saying? I'm saying that this cycle is brought up on us, or identity crisis is brought up on us because of not all, but the majority of the parents. Yes, the majority of the parents. Because I believe it was a great writer that says, train up a child in the way that he should go, or she. No discrimination here. And when they're old, they will not depart. That does not mean they won't have to bump their head or learn some life lessons But it does mean that what you have invested in them will not be pulled out of them, nor will they forget. However, we know sometimes they act like they forget. They act like they, you know, deaf, dumb, and blind. But it's our duty to train them and to get them on the right path. But you say, how can I do that, Joy Doctor, when I don't have an opportunity? How can I do that when I'm a single parent and I'm working 2 and 3 jobs? Well, I can't say that it's easy, but I can say it's worth the investment. That's right. It's worth the investment. Because when you get old, you want that child to be there to help you. When you get old, you want that child to be able to be there and to support you. So if you are not there to support them now and to invest in them now, what makes you think that they are obligated to be there for you when you're old? Just because you birthed them in this world? Just because you had the right ingredients to hatch the egg? No. That's not the reason. The reason is because they love you, you've developed a relationship with them, and they want to be there. Just like you should want to be there for them right now. Now, I understand that the economy is rough and things happen, but I want to let you know that the single family is defined as a household in which there is at least one child under the age of 18, and there is only one parent in the house. Yes. Now, they're no longer called single family. Now they're called single parent families. That's right. Single parent families. Now, I don't quite understand that. I know that two people say I do, or they don't have an opportunity to say I do. And I know things happen in life where the two people may have met on a hot summer evening, had a little fun, got a little carried away. 9 months later, they had a responsibility. Now, even though you might not have been responsible at that time, now is the time to be responsible because you have a great, great investment. Yes, you have a great investment. And sometimes in investing, your stocks are going to go up and they're going to come down. What am I saying? Sometimes with your kids, you're going to be excited. You could take them to the moon. And then there are going to be times where you wish you could put them under the basement. Not literally as far as murder, but we're talking about feelings. But even in that, you are the parent. Now, statistics have stated that in a single-parent home, more than likely, there's low income than a two-parent home. That's right. So a single parent has to work harder to survive and to try and make ends meet, whether male or female, in order to provide for the family. Now, here's the shocking news. Across the United States, 59% of single-parent families are low-income compared to just 23% of two-parent families. Children who live in southeastern states are more likely to live with single parents than children in other parts of the country. Now, here's something that I thought was very interesting. The fact goes on to say that Louisiana has the highest proportion of children living in single-parent families at 38%. Even more shocking, the District of Columbia, yes, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, has a 57% of children living in single-parent families, where Utah only has 15%. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that the economy has a certain, plays a certain role. But no matter what the economy is, your child is being affected, whether positive or negative. Yes, whether positive or negative, your child is being affected. Well, you say, what do I do, being I'm having to work two jobs, three jobs to make ends meet? I'm tired. When I come home, I have to fuss. Ain't nothing done. Then I have to come home and do everything. What? When do I have time for myself? Well, I'm glad you asked. You have time for yourself when you are investing in your child. I know that sounds strange, but you have time for yourself when you're investing in your child, because when you're investing in your child, you are giving of yourself. That's right. You're giving of yourself. Why is it that a 15-year-old in the city may or may not, more leaning on may not, know how to change a flat tire, where a 12-year-old in the country can change a tire, check the oil, start the car, tell if something is almost wrong with it, but the 15-year-old can't? Am I saying that the city life is faster or less teachable than the country life? Well, in one aspect I am, in another aspect I'm not. What I am saying is that it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what environment you have around you. You are to teach, instruct, empower, educate, elevate your child. Yes, you are to teach, instruct, educate, and elevate your child. But I don't have time for that. Well, let me tell you what you do have time for. You have time to go down to the school because they're acting out. Do you have time to go down to the jailhouse to bail them out? Do you have money to put on their books for commissary? Do you have money to pay an expensive phone bill because they're calling collect? What do you have time for? Can you answer that? Because I guarantee you, if you don't have time now, you'll take time later. Yes, if you don't have time now, you will take time later. So what I would like for you to do is, of course, take time now. Yes, 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 yes. Take time now. Spend a little time with Johnny. But hi, Johnny, how was your day today? What did you learn? What did you do? Show some interest into what Johnny is doing, or what Sally, or what Sharika, Tyrone, whatever, Jen, Saki, whatever the case may be. Show some interest. Show a little love. As the commercial say, put a little love in your heart. Ooh, put a little love in your heart. Ooh. Now, that's the remix, of course. That's the remix. But if you show them a little love, that will draw them to you a little more. Well, yeah, I understand. You show them love because you got them a place to stay. You got them some food to eat. You bought them those nice clothes and those nice shoes, and you got a car for them to ride in to go back and forth to where they need to go. But that's materialistic love. That's really not love at all. It's an obligation. Because they are your responsibility, so therefore you are to provide. So that's not really love. That's an obligation. Now you do the obligation out of love because you don't want them in lack. You don't want them to need. You don't want them to go through the things that you had to go through. You want the best for them. You want to give them everything that you can. Then you want them to understand the things that you can't give them, not because you don't want to, but because you're not able or they are not ready for the responsibility. Yes, because they're not because you're not able, or they're not ready for the responsibility. And if they're not ready for the responsibility, then it's up to you and I to get them ready, not make them ready. Because, see, when we make them ready, we push them out prematurely. When we make them ready, we cause anger and animosity. When we make them ready, they rebel. So we have to get them ready by preparing them, instructing them, teaching them, educating them, and elevating them. Now, do they have to know all of this is happening at once? No. But will they feel it happening all at once? Yes. When the last time you called your child when you was on your lunch break just to say hi? I know they got a cell phone. Everybody in America has a cell phone. I saw this 5-year-old girl with a cell phone. Now, when was the last time you called your child when you was on break to check on them? Oh, yes, you working hard, but you can always take time out to say hello. You can always take time out to say, I love you. Dad, when was the last time you picked up the phone to say, I was just checking on you to see how you're doing? You didn't call because the mom called you and had you to call them, your child. No. You picked up the phone and called your child yourself to say, hey, I was just thinking about you. How are you? How are you doing? How are your grades if they're in school? How's life if they're out of school and if they're grown and have their own family? What are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What would you like to do? What can I help you do? What can I do to get you to the next level? Not what can I do to get you to understand why me and your mom is not together. Not what can I get you to, what can I do to get you to understand why I'm not in your life. No. We're talking about investments here. We're talking about children. Remember Michael said, we are the world. Woo! We are the children. We are the one to make a better day. So let's start giving. I would try the other part, but that's a little high for me. And my pants are long. They are not short. Okay. But anyway, where was I? Oh, the investment. Your child is one of the most important investments that you can make. You can put all the money in the bank. You can get the best medical. You can get the best 401k. You can drive the best car. You can live in the best house. You can buy the best property. But yet, your best investment is the one that came from you. And the sad part is, sometimes we don't even realize that we're the reason whether they live or die. Not naturally, but mentally, socially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. We are the reason where they live or die. Because majority of the time, these two things are running through their mind. I want to be just like my mom or dad, or I don't want to be nothing like my mom or dad. Because if you're coming in the house drunk, yelling and screaming, passing out, they're having to pick you up, take care of you, clean you up, lie to the bill collectors. They're raising you. You're not raising them. You're pushing them out prematurely. They wasn't born for that. They was born for you to take care of them, not them take care of you. And if you're coming home, getting mad, at something that happened on the job or something that happened to you on the way home or the way somebody treated you off of the street today, and you come home and take it out on them, do you think they want to be just like you? Why? Why would they? Why would I want to be like somebody that jumps on me and beats me up, calls me all kind of names, talk about me real bad, and then comes back around and says, I love you? Why? That's what I mean by we determine if they live or die. Not physically, but in those realms. Because if they die emotionally, when will they turn around? When will they live again emotionally? Will they ever live again emotionally? And another sad aspect of that is that when they do come alive, when and if they do come around, guess whose name is going to be at the end of the blame? That's right. That's right. You got it. Hey, you made an A on that test. You passed that one. Yes, yes, you did. You passed that one. You got an A. Because I know you were going to answer that correctly. Yes, that's right. That's right. But this is not the life that you want your child to live. So what? You and your husband or you and your wife got divorced. So what? Y'all were never married, and you was never able to spend the quality time with your child like you wanted. But that does not change the relationship. There is no excuse for not investing in your child. There are too many ways. Technology is so advanced. You can email, you can Skype, Facebook, text, Tango. I mean, all these different applications allow you to be in contact with people. Now, think about all the people that you're in contact throughout the day, throughout the week, and throughout the month. And then think about all the times that you are not or you are in contact with your child. Do the numbers add up? I didn't think so. Now, my question to you is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit there and sulk? Is it just going to be a mere thought? Or is it going to be action? You know, I love action movies. I love it when they start throwing things and start shooting and start running and sirens get to going and all the momentum get to going. And that's what your child will love when you show some action. They'll love all the connection, all the hoopla, all the noise, all the chasing, all the everything, because that's what they want. Even if they don't want it, that's what they need. And we as parents, we're not here to give them everything they want. We're here to give them what they need. Yes, what they need to survive. All
I need to survive. Do 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 do.
Okay. I had a flashback. It's all good though. It's all good. Yes. It's all good because this will destroy the cycle. Yes, this will destroy the cycle. When you begin to show them the love, when you begin to spend time with them, when you begin to instruct them, when you begin to educate them, when you begin to elevate them, that brings on a whole new dynamic, a whole new life for them and for you. Because now you have connected and not be disconnected. Yes, now you have connected and you're no longer disconnected. That's right. And we don't want them to ask, where are you? We don't want to hear the words, Mommy, what are you doing? Because when you hear those words, when you hear those statements, rest assured, there are some bitter actions, bitter tones, bitter feelings behind those statements. So what we want to do, we want to encourage, we want to teach, we want to instruct, we want to educate, and we want to elevate. But most of all, before we can do that with them, we have to do that with us as an individual. So, this was not a beatdown session, but it was an instruction session for you to take time to think about your greatest investment, one of your most precious values that either you don't connect with, you don't admire, you don't adore, you don't appreciate, because if you did, you would do something about it. Oh, I know that there's limitations sometimes, there's situations and circumstances, but like I said earlier, there's always a way to get around it. So what? You can only see them 2 weekends out of the month. That does not mean you can't call them. That does not mean you can't email. That does not mean you cannot even Skype with them. Even if it's for 5 minutes, 15, 30 minutes at the most. Spend some time. Share some time. Put a little love in their heart. Ooh. Put a little love in their heart. Yeah. Woo. Put a little love in their heart. Okay. I'm back. I'm so sorry. I had a flashback. But nevertheless, these are tools that we can take and make our life with our kids a lot better. Let them understand. I know it's hard. It's hard on me. But together, we can make it. Yes, I'm going to do better. You're going to do better. And together, we're going to do better. That's right. All it takes is just a little effort. If you put a little effort, who knows what the end result will be? Because if I buy 50 shares of IBM today, who knows? 10 years from now, 18 years from now, what it amount to, what the value of it will be. So what am I saying? If you spend a little time with them now and make an investment, who knows? He or she may be an engineer. He or she may be a doctor. He or she may be a lawyer. He or she may be a teacher. Whatever they desire to be, you can think to yourself for having a part in that, because you never, never, never want to live with regret. Regret will kill you. Yes, it will. It causes stress, heart attack, all of that kind of stuff. It will kill you. So let's not live with regret. Let's live in love, joy, peace, and harmony. Yes, with our greatest investment. And just because you don't like the bank, that don't mean you can't deal with the stock. What you do is you find another way to invest in the stock without going through that personal banker. That's right. There are always ways to get around something and still be legal, of course. We're talking all legal aspects, not any illegal activity. All legal aspects. Yes. So, as I get ready to close, I want to leave with you that the joy of life is having a life that's joyful. The joy of life is having, the joy in life is having a life that is joyful. Not saying that it'll be joyful 100% of the time. Of course, mine is every day, Monday through Sunday. Ha, 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 ha. Ooh, yes, I am the joy doctor. Yes, I am. And therefore, I have joy every day. I have joy every day. And if you want joy every day, email me at thejoydoctor@gmail.com. Yes, thejoydoctor@gmail.com. And I will email you back. And remember, this is a time to listen, learn, and laugh. Tune in next week as we continue the final part of the series on identity crisis. Yes, you've been listening to The Joy Doctor, brought to you each and every Monday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And I hope you enjoyed the show today as we endeavor and we talked about our greatest investment dealing with the single family structure. Tune in next week as we continue the final episode. Until then, listen, learn, and laugh.